How does the church define a saint?
Well, I don't have the formal description right in front of me here, Chuck, but a saint is happy on Mondays, I think, would be one way to, maybe in a kind of a human way, to capture it. But I remember when I was still in the seminary, he wasn't a retired priest, but he was getting close anyway. He gave a little fervorino during Mass, and he said, and I wrote it down. It was one of those things that you just remember, that a saint is just a sinner who loves God more than his sins. And in the end, we all struggle with temptation and the world, the flesh, the devil, these things that work against us and try to compromise us and divide us between God, who loves us unconditionally, and our ability or inability to believe in that love, to receive it. So sin is the rejection of the good things God wants us to have, and we settle for so much less than he would otherwise give us. So a saint struggles with sin too, but their love for God and their receptivity, I mean, really what sets us all apart is that, and what gives us hope is that God loves us, and we begin to believe in that. That was a little work about St. Thérèse of Lisieux, that she believed in love, and that gave her hope, and it healed some of her hurts, and she could turn away from sin. She was a woman that said she could have committed many mortal sins had it not been for the grace of God, and she struggled with the darkness, but she found that the light is never overwhelmed. In the end, the light is the great strength of God and his compassion for this world. So a saint is, of course, heroic, has a great interior life, a real obvious manifestation that a saint is what God is doing in a human being. It's not that, wow, look at what I did for God. We think that, and we wish we could do that, but in the end, it's all is God's project, is his divine initiative. He chooses us, every one of us, and some of us respond more and some a little less, but in the end, a saint is proof that God's grace is sufficient, that it changes human lives and raises people to a level they could have never gotten to on their own, and they'd be the first to say it, like St. Paul, I am what I am by the grace of God. He did all this for me, and I thank him, and I praise him. So we, all of us have that desire to be a saint, and sometimes we give up, but that desire is planted so deep that it's there until the day we die.
Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director on the program today. We're talking about saints today. Let's open up our phone lines and invite you and our listening audience to join us on the program. It's a toll-free phone number sponsored by Charity Mobile, the pro-life phone company, 888-914-9149. You can email us to innerlife@relevantradio.com. But who's your favorite saint, and how does he or how does she inspire you, and when has that favorite saint interceded for you and your intentions? We'd love to hear the story. And again, if you'd like to join us, toll-free number, 888-914-9149. So I'm out walking this morning, Father Martin, and thinking about the program today and realizing, you know, most of these saints, and I had to look it up to see how many saints there are in the Catholic Church, more than 10,000, most of them we've never heard of, have we?
There are many, and of course, you know, some are in the Hall of Fame, you know, the more recognizable names, the heavy hitters, so to speak, but everybody that is in heaven, of course, is a saint, and there are many more than the 10,000 that are officially recognized. And so as I get older, I'm always, you know, you come across a person, wow, and you think, how did I not know about that person? And some of these are just stories that are yet to be discovered, and some, for whatever reason, they capture the imagination of the whole world. You know, the little flower who only lived to be 24 years old, died of tuberculosis, and she didn't get very far, you know, from where she grew up in northwestern France. She got to Rome once to meet the Pope, but didn't do anything great, as the world accounts these things. And yet, who doesn't know the little flower? I mean, you see a rose, you think, oh, that's St. Thérèse. And this is something that's amazing. And some saints can have that sort of popularity for centuries. St. Francis of Assisi, 8 centuries ago that he lived, and still, if you see a bird bath, you think of St. Francis. I don't know how he feels about that, but even so, that's his reputation in some part. So we thank God that we know some of them, but hopefully that piques our curiosity. We'd like to make more friends in high places, friends that live in heaven and that are praying for us, helping us, and please God, we'll meet them someday.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, sometimes, Father, that we talk about all of the saints, and again, many of them, probably most of them, we've never heard of, but I just wonder about the lessons that that teaches us. I mean, I think the reality is, let's be honest, everybody, don't we all want to make headlines and be recognized and be known and all of that stuff that the world tells us we should be trying to do? But we've got these men and women who are holy, they are humble, and so many of them are really hidden. And I just wonder if that's the lesson for us in terms of really trying to live our life as a saint.
I think that caught in all of our desires, there's always something that's noble and something that's fallen. And, you know, sometimes we want to do the right thing, but for the wrong reason. I think that if I became a saint, there's too much ego in me right now, and I'd think, gosh, I'm really a special person, and maybe I look down on others. So better for me that I'm not anywhere near that level of goodness and real trust in the Lord. So that's the nature of that. The grain of wheat has to fall to the ground over and over again. It's the dying that then portends being raised up and recognizing that this was God's gift to me. I always wanted to be holy for Him, to show Him my gratitude, to show Him, you know, I'm a good person, to prove it, you know, once and for all. But I couldn't. He did it for me. And He does it in His own mysterious ways. He does it in even to us who are trying to, and we can't even see the evidence. Sometimes we wonder, you know, I say my prayers, I practice my faith, keep the commandments, and I just don't feel holy. I don't think I am. Well, that's a good sign. I mean, the saints didn't know they were holy either. I mean, that whatever God has designed by way of this walking the way of His Son, Jesus, the Christian life is one of kenosis, of pouring ourselves out, of not, you know, navel-gazing and admiring ourselves. We don't even really notice ourselves. Humility isn't thinking poorly of ourselves. It's just really not thinking of ourselves much at all. We're thinking of Jesus. We're thinking of His people. We're so passionate about this life that God has given us that we don't have time to worry about, am I a saint or not? Lord, You can sort that out. I'll just try to follow as faithfully as I can.